Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 21st of March 2011. All the technology news from the weekend and a bit longer in under 5 minutes. So it was a big weekend for tsunami relief, and everything that's going on in the next few days are things that you can dive in with. Through the whole of today, if you buy a game through Direct to Drive, they'll give $1 to the Japanese relief from the total sale price of it. Bungie is selling a special Japan Quake Relief 2011 blue wristband, and that'll go directly to the Red Cross once you buy it. Also, Sony have agreed that you can give them some of your PlayStation dollars, so if you donate those directly to the Japanese relief fund, they'll all go straight there. And finally, Plants vs. Zombies from PopCap is on sale. It's going down to very low prices, $1 for the iPhone game and $2 for the iPad game, and all of the proceeds are going to go to tsunami relief. Well done, people. Excellent, excellent effort. AT&T has agreed to buy T-Mobile from Deutsche Telekom for $39 billion. This happened on Friday, and it's not going through just yet. There's a few little kinks that they've got to iron out, and it could be as much as a year before the sale's absolutely finalised. The final agreed figure is going to be that Deutsche Telekom are going to get $25 billion in cash, and they're going to get $14 billion in stock options as well, which is about 8% stake in AT&T. So quite a lot. WebOS 2.1 SDK is available for everyone. It's just ahead of the Vue launch, which is due out anytime soon, but if you fancy yourself being a developer for the WebOS 2 market, you can go and download it for free and have a play. And if you enjoy it and you make millions, let me know, eh? Microsoft and Asus have been following Bill Gates' dream. Yes, the Microsoft founder always wanted a tablet with a stylus, and that's just what they've made. They've created the E-Slate together, which is a Windows 7-powered slate at 12.1 inches. But the problem is, you've got to use a stylus to use it. Oh dear. The Dell Streak has also not been selling very well, and just to prove it, you can get one for $99 now with the purchase of any PC over $699 from Dell, which most of them are. So whether that's an incentive to buy or something that would put you off, we'll have to wait and see. If you wear glasses and go out on a very cold day and then come into a hot environment and everything condenses on them, it's a real pain in the butt, isn't it? However, some clever Johnnies in Canada have managed to patent a new permanent anti-fog coating. It means that nothing will attract to it, nothing will go on it, and it's a coating that goes over the top with a polyvinyl alcohol. How expensive it's going to be and whether you can wipe it off or not, I'll have to wait and find out. And Nanoparticle has created the 3D antenna. It looks fantastic. It's incredibly small, and it's supposed to be better for reception than your 2D antenna. The only trouble is, because it's 3D, it sticks out, and because it sticks out, it can get a good old bashing. Red Bull has come out with a stunning way of selling Red Bull. They've created Red Bull Augmented Racing Reality. It's a game in the iOS store which you put down on your iPhone or your iPad, and effectively it's a driving game. However, if you've got 12 tins of Red Bull or more, then you can create your own tracks. Using augmented reality, you pass your phone over the top of the cans and it records the track that you're going on. It's a great idea. The app's free, of course, because they're hoping to sell billions and billions of tins of Red Bull on the back of it. But I'm going to have a play. OnStar have released the FMV mirror. It's a mirror that you fit to your car after you've purchased it, and it does look very nice. It's got fantastic functionality in it, including turn-by-turn GPS, a hands-free device, and also emergency assistance button as well if you get stuck. It's $299 and it'll be out in just a couple of weeks. It's $100 for installation, and you've got to pay $18 a month for the 3G connection. But it does look very, very good. In iPad news, Flickr is going to get iPad-friendly slideshows, which is well behind time. Pricey iPad 2s are showing up in the online auctions on eBay. There's one at the moment that's available in the States for $4,000. Well, based on the fact that they go on sale in the UK here, it would be cheaper to fly over and sit in the queue on Friday. And of course, on Friday, while you're queuing for the iPad, don't forget that we'll be live with BagelTech Mac. And Dave from the I Confess I'm a Geek podcast is going to be dialing in from the iPad line that he's in to give us the lowdown. If you want to dial in and tell us about the iPad line you're in, then send us an email and we'll think of a time. And finally, theorists have worked out that time travel could be a lot closer than we think. They've suggested that using the Large Hadron Collider, it's possible to move a Higgs boson singlet back and forth through time. They've only got a few problems left to solve, and those are the Large Hadron Collider itself working constantly for a period of time that'll let it do it, and finding the Higgs singlet, because no one's found it yet, of course. Never mind, keep going. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.